people can love us around us. Look at this power of the Rabbi Kalev. He says, when they jumped into the yam, Shiva Tishkofa Shiru Kal Yam. They sang a Shira like on the yam, Kalechma Ragnus to Uf Yam. It's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether a Yid crosses over from Mitzrayim on the way to Yisrael, or from Yisrael on the way to Olam Haba, both of them are Kriyat Yamsa. And the Shira Tishkofa is the power of the way he describes it, that your action was a Shira Layam equal to the Shira of the Zidnash Chayso in Tzvonyar Mitzrayim. The next one is a Piyut going through a lot of the terrible sufferings, especially of women and children, specifically about if a woman can bring herself to eat a child, if how children suffer, the mothers have to look on to it, and so on and so forth. And it finishes with one stanza, Ruach HaKodesh replies, you know, you're telling me about how terrible these things are, but you're not telling me about what you did with Askaria and the Navi that you killed. There's a certain zeluma there in Klal Yisrael Midah Chesed, Rachmanis of Chesed, is very, very much Kavua to the Nefesh Chayfal, our Rachmanim, and Gomer Chassadim, that's their Matthias. And the mothers of Chayfal especially have an extraordinary Midah of Rachmanis, Chesed. The Teva of Abbas Yisrael, the Teva of the mother, in Klal Yisrael, that has the extra dimension besides the normal Midah of Rachmanis that a mother has, the extra dimension of Chayfal. So there's a terrible kinetic. The thing that hurts us the most of all the inyanim is when there's a pagam in that midah. For a mother to become indifferent or worse for child suffering is to us the epitome of dehumanizing Chayisol. It's, what are we? I mean, we're about Chesed and the mother in Chayisol is Chesed itself. And if they stop caring, then it's uprooting everything that makes us what we are, who we are. And Ruach HaKodesh answers, the Midah of HaKodesh Baruch is empty. And if you kill the Kohen and the Navi based on Migdash, and just literally make believe as if it has no consequence. In other words, where is there a drop of emes in that time? And so it's a tremendous... It's Kilu Klaus crying out from its Midas HaChesed, where it hurts the most. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is replying to Midas Emes, where Kaviyachol, that's the biggest Kedam in Torah. So, by the way, the statements are Emes of all the words. In Puff, the whole thing has a place of Emes to it. Very interesting set of the Kedam.
It's a hell of a question.